mistress. Do you fancy a shag?
Ah, my favorite brain suits. Cream of nowhere.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We got a fun show for you guys tonight. Got a special guest, Richard Bach, author of The Mud Club. Gonna come on, talk about his publication. We're gonna have a lot of fun. Before all that, let's get to the cramps. Surfing Dead. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. That was just The Cramps with Surfing Dead. Coming off of the live album, Smell of a Female, last track on the album. Also, the way I originally knew that song, Return of the Living Dead. That was my favorite horror movie. It probably still is. But I remember seeing that after it came out, but still a long time ago, like maybe 93, 94. And hearing that song during the little montage with the zombies is fucking awesome. I'm about to go watch Return of the Living Dead right fucking now. But yeah, also, like I said in the intro, gonna have a special guest on tonight, Richard Bach, author of The Mud Club, which is a book about a club in Tribeca, what's now Tribeca, and about some of the cool people who we like to play on this radio show. They used to hang out there talking some about the Ramones, the Dead Boys. So we'll stick around and see what he has to say. Should have him in just a few minutes. So let's get to the next track of the night, talking about some Mike Blanks and the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band.
I get high by night, I'm feeling fine. Until I come.
Blanks and the Stabs on Pogo City Radio. Now, that, of course, a pretty rare album. Three of the four members from Blank 77, Mike, Chad, and Tim. Tim, the bass player in Blanks, playing guitar on this record. Their little side project type deal when Blanks was on their little hiatus. But if you guys can't find it, head over to Pogo City's YouTube. They got the whole album up there because, you know, why the fuck wouldn't we have the whole Mike Blanks and the Stabs album not on Pogo City Radio's YouTube? But yeah, still waiting for Richard Bach, author of The Mud Club, to call in. So let's just keep rolling right along with the tracks. And I'm not gonna lie, I don't have a damn thing queued up, and have no idea where to go with this next track. So let's head down to Texas with the Lower Class Brats and Do It Again.
Let's go now. Break down, turn it on, spin it round, both sides with power in.
And now it's time to bring in our special guest for this week, talking to Richard Bach, author of The Mud Club. Richard, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Andrew?
I'm doing great. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right. So now, Richard, why don't you tell everyone first what The Mud Club was and where it was located?
Well, The Mud Club was this joint that opened in... officially opened on Halloween 1978. It had been open prior to that for a few special events and gatherings, most notably an after party for the 1978 Punk Magazine Awards.
Oh, yes, I'm sure everyone's familiar with Punk Magazine, with the first issue, the drawing of Lou Reed. I always loved that picture.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I also like the cover, the Ramones one they did, where Joey Ramone standing in an alleyway, and they got almost like a bat signal on him. I don't know if you remember that one, but I like some of those.
I do. I still have a few of the original copies.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. You know, any gifts you want to send to Pogo City, feel free. But, so why don't you tell us how you were connected to the Mud Club and then get into the book a little.
Yeah, so the Mud Club got going really on Halloween 1978. The B-52s were the opening night entertainment. No one really knew about them at the time. The admission price that night was $2.52. The Mud Club opened up in a neighborhood that no one really knew either. Today it's called Tribeca. Uh-huh. Back then it was just a really out-of-the-way, run-down neighborhood. And... let's see. They had, it was packed that night. And as I like to say in the book, everybody remembers being there, whether they really were or not. You know, I came on about four months after the club opened. The owner of the club, Steve Mass, he felt he was having trouble getting people into the club that he wanted inside. Someone told him that I knew everyone, which was not really the whole truth, but I kind of knew who everyone was because I was going out all the time, whether I was going to CBGB or Max's or just
the
some
usual
of the bars
clubs,
on the West
yeah.
Side or Lower East Side. Yeah, I was out all the time. Mm-hmm. And so he brought me on. He said it was going to be a weekend job. And, you know, I started there. I worked my first two nights, and he called me, wanted to see if I would like to do another night. And before I knew, I was working 5 to 7 nights a week for the next 21 months.
Wow, that's nice. That's nice. Now, what kind of people, who would you run into specifically at the club?
Well, first of all, the club was really small. Like, the legal capacity of the first floor was about 275 people. Mm-hmm. So we had a restricted door policy, which is why I was working at the door. But we really had, it was all about the mix. You know, we'd have kids from the neighborhood. And when I say kids, the drinking age at the time was 18.
Yeah.
And nobody was checking proof or anything like that. So you would have people in there, kids who were in there 15, 16 years old.
Yeah.
But then you'd also have in there John Cale of the Velvet Underground. You'd have Nico in there.
Velvet Underground.
You'd have David Bowie. You'd have Johnny Thunders.
Yeah.
Cheetah Chrome.
Oh, we just caught Cheetah Chrome and the Dead Boys on Bowery Electric like 2 weekends ago.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Awesome. One of the best sounding
shows
I've ever. What was
he's
that?
Still a terrific guitar player, boy.
Yeah, and Johnny Blitz can still play the drums. Let me tell you that much. It sounded great.
Yeah.
But go on. Yeah, so you would see Thunders there, some of the Dead Boys.
Johnny Thunders was there pretty much every night.
There's a Thunders poster on my wall right now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I have the I have the Johnny Thunders LP on vinyl.
Well, LAMF?
On the So Alone album.
Oh, So Alone. That's a good one, too. See, on So Alone, I love how he does Subway Train, because the Dolls originally did Subway Train. And even though Thunders doesn't usually have like a real leading voice, just the way he did it on Subway on the So Alone album and the way he played the guitar lines, it was great. Love that track. But
Have you ever heard any of his recordings with Patti Paladin?
Oh, I love him. We played one last weekend. Actually, she wasn't on the track, but it was from the Copycats album. We played Born to Cry. But same album though, the Copycats, yeah. Crawfish, all that stuff.
Yeah, those are some beautiful songs. I mean Patti was a great vocalist when she was still doing it. And I still actually have I have the 45 of her band with Judy Nylon, which is called Snatch.
Oh, well, I don't know if I've ever heard that.
Yeah, that was produced by Brian Eno. I think it came out around 77.
Oh, that early, too. Wow, okay. So right around when, like, a motherfucker was coming out, Johnny Thunders.
Yeah, exactly. And let's see, who else would be there? I mean, you know, the Ramones were touring all the time. We did a Ramones party at the Mud Club, and that's actually the cover of the book, is a Bob Gruen shot of the Ramones party, second floor of the Mud Club. But they were touring all the time. If they were in town, they would come by. But the band had toured 325 out of the 356 days of the year.
Wow, yeah, I know. The Ramones, definitely a busy touring schedule. Touring. It's never boring.
Well, one of the great things about the Mud Club was it was the perfect place for bands that were on tour when they had a night off and were passing through New York, or maybe they were a local band, to do a show at the Mud Club. And another great thing about the Mud Club was you never really knew what was going to happen. It wasn't a venue in their traditional sense, like CBGB's, where you would have shows at 8 and 11 and 1 a.m. The Mud Club, you sort of went there, and whatever happened. That was part of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had shows, you know, we had shows by bands like The Cramps. I mean, some amazing shows by The Cramps. We had when X played there, that was just
X just played
amazing.
Recently as well. A bunch of my friends went to go see X. I caught X.
X was actually on tour with Blondie and Garbage for a few dates this summer.
Oh, wow.
But they still tour and they're terrific.
Yeah, I caught X about 6 years ago. I saw him in Philly on one of the piers.
Yeah, they can still pump it out.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, who else? I mean, but we also did other kind of things. Like, we had a reading by William Burroughs there. We had filmmakers do presentations there. You know, we had Lydia Lunch's band, Eight-Eyed Spy, play there.
That's cool.
We had Black Flag play there.
Oh, wow. Which singer did they have at the time? Was it, like, Rollins?
It was with Henry.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so that.
So
was,
what was that night like? Did like for because like because Black Flag seems like, yeah, exactly. That's what it seems like Black Flag had in their shows.
It was chaos, but you know, because of the size of the club and because of, you know, the volatility that would occur when some of these bands would hit the stage, a lot of nights were chaos.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but we packed the place for Marianne Faithfull's comeback show, which was a total crash and burn event, but the place was packed, and it was one of the most memorable nights at the Mud Club.
Absolutely, that's awesome.
So, we saw crap like the Go-Go's playing there, like, you know, on their a very early version when they didn't even have a record contract yet,
mm-hmm.
And you know, it was kind of a goof. It was kind of okay. But we did a lot of stuff like Screamin' Jay Hawkins, Sam and Dave.
That's cool.
We had all these old, like, Clarence Carter, Mary Wells. I mean, we had people play the Martha and the Vandellas.
Mm-hmm.
We had Martha and the Vandellas open for the Cramps.
Yeah, wow. We play the Cramps on here frequently. I mean, especially like I was going to say especially bad music for bad people, stuff like that. But pretty much all of it. I love the Cramps. Even I don't know. Did you catch their last album? I can't think of the name. I know I think it might be Black Witchcraft Rock. That's definitely the first track. Did you catch that one?
I still have an old vinyl, 12-inch vinyl of, and it's orange vinyl. It's Can Your Pussy Do the Dog?
That's awesome. So it's some kind of some kind of limited then too, being orange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know the in the book in the Mud Club book has about over 100 black and white images.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
About 35 color images.
Oh, wow, you got color in there too. Now, is it available both hard and soft right now, or just hardcover?
No, it's only available in softback.
Okay.
It's a big book. It's 465 pages.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good.
And it's doing very well. You know, you can buy it anywhere. A lot of local bookstores. You can buy it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. But my point is, in that book, there's a beautiful photo of Ivy Rorschach of the Cramps literally passed out on a banquette on the second floor after the New Year's Eve show. And there's all those cheapy plastic champagne corks laying around on the floor in front of her.
It's you got to go over to our Instagram and you got to see some of the pictures, because it sounds like Pogo City HQ is just another Mud Club, except we got we got Parasitics and Oi Scouts here. You had Ramones and Dead Boys. So definitely lots of passed out people too. Passed out drunk people over at Pogo City HQ. I'm all by my lonesome tonight because I'll actually be in the city tomorrow going to catch the Yankees game. So going to be out in your neck of the woods. But so why don't you tell us a little bit more? I understand you're also an artist, correct?
I am an artist. I'm a visual artist for the last 7 years since I've been working on this book. The kind of images I've been doing, I've been taking words and phrases from the book, and I've been inkjetting them onto paper, large sheets of paper, small sheets of paper. And then I've been redacting some of the words, some of the letters.
Like very Vivian Westwood-like, the whole Sex
Pistols
image.
Painting over them, manipulating them. And I'm calling them page paintings. I did a show of them in 2014, 10 of the large pieces. Right now I'm working small format because I'm busy with the book. I mean, we're going all over with this book.
You're kind of doing like a little tour with it almost, getting on the road, getting the band back together.
Basically, we did a big reading upstate in Hudson, New York at the Hudson Opera House. I mean, it was a full house, about 175 people. We sold out the books. The launch in New York City 2 weeks ago was at a place called Howl, named after the Allen Ginsberg poem Howl. Mm-hmm. And that was... We sold out of the books there. There was a line down the street to get in.
Wow, that's awesome, man. That's great. I'm glad that you have success. See, on our show, I don't know. I know you've heard it, but I don't know how familiar we really are with it. We'll play a lot of, for punk rock wise, we'll play popular, well known stuff. But we really love to play the true underground. What's going on in the scene right now? And like, I feel like, and we want everything to just succeed. We're just trying to get everybody out there and have everybody heard. And just because I love it, so I'm just trying to get it out there. And I think your book falls right in line with that. And I mean, who doesn't want some behind the scenes stories about Johnny Thunders and Dee Dee Ramone? And you can pick that all in your book. And I'm glad you're doing so well with it. What's your next thing coming up, like your next public appearance?
The next thing coming up is doing a reading and a Q&A on stage, and they're doing a publication party out at a place called the Hi-Fi House in Omaha. Then that's on
Omaha, like Texas?
October 11th.
Texas, Omaha?
Then we come back to the city, and we're doing a party at the Roxy Hotel.
Oh, that's cool.
Downtown, and that's going to be a band called the Bush Tetras are going to play that night.
Oh, we'll have to check them out.
We'll be selling books. The Bush Tetras are an amazing band. Pat Place, the great guitarist. She was the original guitar player for the Contortions for James Chance.
Oh, wow.
And she's terrific, and the band is amazing. And then after that, I go to the West Coast for a few dates in L.A. and then San Francisco. The first week of December, we're doing Swamp Space in Miami.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's going to be a launch party and a reading.
That should be fun. Nice weather.
Yeah, it should be great. Should be really great. And, you know, like I said, you can get this book at a local bookstore. If they don't have it in stock, ask them for it. You can buy it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble's online. But, you know, the book is called The Mud Club. It's published by Feral House.
Feral House.
Like a feral cat, F-E-R-A-L. You can check out their website, and they have, I mean, an amazing roster of talent.
Where can people find stuff about you? Like, what's your Facebook or your website?
There's a Facebook page called Mud Club Book, and the Instagram is also called Mud Club Book.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks a lot, Richard. Glad you came on. Fun talking to you. I hope you had fun reminiscing a bit and talking about some good records in your collection there.
Hey, I did. This is great, Andrew. Thanks a lot.
All right. We appreciate you coming on. Thanks, Rich.
Okay, take care.
One, two, three, four.
The Ramones on Pogo City Radio. Dee Dee on vocal coming off the Too Tough to Die album. Now, Dee Dee writing that song, of course. And from what I believe, a time when Dee Dee was in rehab, one of his counselors, you know, being that a lot of the Ramones lyrics were almost, you know, child-like comic booky. They told him to write, his counselor told him to write a song about how he really feels. And he came out with Warthog. So, yeah, there you go.
Got it.
All right. Now, I hope you guys enjoyed that little segment there with Richard Bach, author of The Mud Club. You guys should go pick up the book. I'm sure it's awesome. Haven't had a chance to read it. So, yeah, check it out. Tell us how it is. You know what I mean? Hit us up on Facebook and let us know what's up. So we were talking about Johnny Thunders doing Subway Train off So Alone. So let's go there next.
Oh.
Johnny Thunder, Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Now, some awesome news. Don't have the flyer in front of me, and it's already sold out, even though it's 2 months away. Walter Lohr from the Heartbreakers, Johnny Thunder and the Heartbreakers, you know, sings Too Much Junkie Business, All By Myself, or does he sing All By Myself? Answer the Phone, a bunch of them. He sings a bunch of them. But Walter Lohr doing Like a Motherfucker in its entirety, 40th anniversary at Bowery Electric in NYC, joining him on stage to fill the rest of the, pretty much the, all the dead Heartbreakers, basically. We have, let's see, Mike Ness, Social Distortion on guitar, Glenn Matlock, original Sex Pistols bassist on bass, and Clem Burt from Blondie joining Walter Lohr on stage to do Like a Motherfucker, L-A-M-F, in its entirety, 40-year anniversary, sold out. Andrew Bedlam desperately wants tickets. Andrew Bedlam and the lovely Rude Girl Jessica definitely need some tickets to this sold-out show. We got tickets to the sold-out Dead Boys show. Now we need tickets to the Quasi Heartbreaker show, the Walter Lohr show. It's gonna be awesome. I know they did something similar last year. I don't remember what the exact lineup was, but I mean, I'm all about, you know, Glenn Matlock and Mike Ness up there. So it's gonna be a lot of fun. One of the greatest punk albums of all time, up there, right up there with Young, Loud, and Snotty by the Dead Boys. Now, a band that I think deserves to be in the same conversation as all those all bands. Aboard! That's a band called Blank 77, and here they are now with a little song called Pills.
All aboard!
Pill that gets me off, I need a pill that makes me sleep in. You think it's a fucking costume?
All right, that was Blank 77 on
Pogo City Radio.
Just announced, I believe the show is December 9th in Jersey City. Blank 77, The Bouncing Souls, and TSOL. $30 tickets pre-sale on Ticketfly. Go find them shits. Go find the Facebook flyer and fucking get to the fucking show. Once again, that's Blank 77, TSOL, and The Bouncing Souls in Jersey City. Now, I should probably definitely look up the date so I don't start handing out the wrong information. You know, real reputable, real reliable Andrew Bedlam is. So here is the Facebook invite, and I was right. December 9th, The Bouncing Souls at White Eagle Hall with TSOL and Blank 77. Now, that's on Newark Avenue, Jersey City. You guys can go over to Ticketfly.com for fucking tickets. So get them, because the show's going to be kick-ass. Got some funny conversation going on in the Facebook invite. Also, see if you can find it and what I'm talking about. But we were talking about Walter Lohr doing the Like a Motherfucker album in NYC coming up soon. So now Too Much Junkie Business, not on Like a Motherfucker. So since they're playing it in its entirety, when they go off the stage, I'd be screaming for encores of Too Much Junkie Business. And here it is now. Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers.
Well, you run down to the corner, baby, see what you can buy. You buy some for your sister, take yours off the top. Run into the bathroom, fix it up a shot. Tie it up, sheet it up, bag it, blow it up. Too much junky business. Junkie business, too much junkie business. I don't wanna fuck around with you. Your life becomes a sick thing as that mess you call your face. The pig you call your girlfriend, she's dead from shooting face. Climbing up the walls and shooting all my bones. Wrap it up, call it off, now your record makes a talk. Too much junkie business, too much junkie business, too much junkie business.
And the Heartbreakers on Pogo City Radio. Let's get to the Bouncing Souls coming to Jersey City with Ole.
Ole, 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 ole.
Ole, 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 ole need us anywhere. We get the itch, we're off to find the proper pitch. Let's just summers get on out. Off we go, kick it about. Win or lose, we're having fun. We won't quit until we're done. We got heart when we play. Take you on any day. Ole, 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 ole. 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 Ole, ole,
the Bouncing Souls on Pogo City Radio. Remember to catch him with Blank 77 and TSOL December 9th at White Eagle Hall. Halloween coming up. Thinking about hitting up that Trenton Punk something flea market or whatever. 2 days going on. I think it's like October 20th and 21st. I don't know, like the weekend before Halloween or some shit. So maybe we'll see you there. I'm going to be bringing my kids and stuff. I don't know. I'm on Facebook. Let's see if we can find the exact info. And because it seems like it's going to be a fun time. All right. Trenton Punk Rock Flea Market Halloween edition. 2 days going down October 21st and October 22nd from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. And that is at 675 Clinton Ave, Trenton, New Jersey. That's 675 South Clinton Ave, Trenton, New Jersey. Let's get to the kids with Bloody Belgium. That was The Kids and Bloody Belgium. Now, as I said earlier, Walter Lohr getting together with Glenn Matlock from the Sex Pistols. So let's get to Submission by the Sex Pistols before Sid was in the band with Glenn Matlock on bass.
Up on my TV screen and heal your eyes.
Sex Pistols with Glenn Matlock on bass. Original lineup Sex Pistols right there. Now let's get to the other guy going to be on the stage with Walter Lohr. I'm talking about Mike Ness. Here's Social Distortion with Mommy's Little Monster.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Social D. Let's get to some Gigi. Gigi Allen and the Jabbers. Don't Talk to Me. Allen and the Jabbers, Don't Talk to Me, coming off Always Was and Always Shall Be. All right. Now, we're just about done with the show for tonight. Got to thank Richard Bach, author of The Mud Club, for coming on, chatting it up with us about some of that 70s style shit. And I figure, since we were talking about The Mud Club, why don't we do a song recorded at another New York City club from the 70s. But before we tell you what that is, got to remind you guys to go over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
Go over to PogoCityRadio.com, check out the blog, hit us up on Facebook, Facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Remember, guys, you can hear this show all over the place. The U-Rock Network, WPDG, Reading, Easton, P-Berg, Digital Band. Also, you can find the show in its entirety and all the previous Pogo City Radios, all 130 hours of my lovely voice and some kick-ass punk rock. You guys can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, wherever the hell podcasts are found, and always at
PogoCityRadio.com.
So let's get to a song recorded live at CBGB's, coming off the Dead Boys' first release, the greatest punk album of all time, Young, Loud, and Snotty. Here they are live with Hey Little Girl. We'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Far. nothing new. You went out on me, so other girls did it too.
Thank you.